This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Look, we're not saying all the other sports talk networks are backwards, but we're pretty sure they all have a favorite Hee-Haw episode.
Get on the grid.
Hee-Haw. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Radio Network. College football, full circle.
Games this year. Die. Touchdown. There's number 28 for the Ducks. And for Travis Die, his 12th rushing touchdown of the year. See if they bring it. They do. Brown gets rid of it. Wide open. Die. Touchdown. They brought everybody and left the most dangerous Duck wide open.
Anthony Brown. All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. As we start a new week, week 11 in the books. College football, but mid-November is here. Only a couple weeks left in the regular season before we get to conference championship week. And things are slowly starting to come into place. Joining me, as always, the encyclopedia of college football, that is, go for the two, Joe Lisi. I mean, Joe, maybe I'm a little off. I don't know, coming into place. I think we still do have a few things to be decided over the next few weeks.
Yeah, great games, though, Carver. What a weekend of college football. Are you kidding me? Those 12 o'clock games, the night games, we had Upset City. It was coaches getting chopped, Jimmy Lake gone. Unbelievable. Yes, things are coming into play slowly, slowly. But what happens if we have major upsets this weekend? Then what? Then we're in complete disarray.
Well, that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants the craziness. So we want to put as much pressure on those suits in that room as possible, Joe, because right now things are shaping up too easy for them. I mean, it's going to be too easy for them if Ohio State just walks all the way to the end in the Big Ten. It's going to be too easy for them if Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC title game. And that's, oh, here we go. We put them both in. Easy, easy. So there's three spots right there. It's getting too easy for the committee, Joe. We need to put some pressure on them.
Yes, but we need some teams to step up. Oh, did you see Penn State? That game is still well, I'm still smarting. How do you play man coverage?
Listen, Joe, we gave Franklin a pass for the Iowa game. His quarterback got hurt. It is what it is. We can't give him a pass anymore. I mean, the awful loss to Illinois. They lose to Michigan here. The Ohio State game. Well, let's just be honest. This has not now become a bad year for Franklin.
Yes.
He's got to win one of these games, Joe. You got to win one of these games.
They could lose to Rutgers this week. They're 15-point favorites.
I'm glad you brought up Rutgers, by the way. That win by Rutgers over Indiana cashes that over 4.5 for Rutgers this year. So how about that, Joe? The Rutger over is a winner.
Great job. Great job. Great call. You knocked it out of the park with Rutgers. Huh? Great.
That was amazing. As did you with Wake. You did that with Wake as well, cashing the Wake over this week.
Yeah, and we were dead on with VaTech, by the way, because they have five losses, so they're not over their 7.5 win total.
Nope.
Right?
It's all those bets are starting to come into form now.
Guess who's next on the chopping block?
Who's next,
you ready?
Joe?
Yeah. Manny Diaz and his plugs.
Jeez.
Chopped. It's coming.
I was furious, Joe. You should have seen me yelling at the TV on that fourth down play down there at the end of the game. I cannot believe there was five Miami defenders and only two Florida State receivers, and basically three guys were just standing there with their thumb up your you-know-what, and they let this guy catch the ball down at the two-yard line. I couldn't believe it. What was going on with the great Manny Diaz defense at the end of that game for Miami? He's the next to get chopped.
Yes.
Oh, geez. An awful, awful game for them.
Terrible. Just terrible. I mean, that game I had on in the background as I was like, I was locked and loaded with, I'll tell you what, Mike Locksley, he's got some answering to do for me in terms of who screwed you the most. Intentional grounding penalties by Talia. Are you kidding me? And he's got that dumb look in his face like, they hit me. You're running 40 yards the other way, Talia. Okay?
Yeah, it's hard to get the ball back to the line of scrimmage when you're running 40 yards back.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Like, really?
Joe.
Like, really? And he's got, that's all right. It's okay. Yeah, don't worry about it. Nine penalties, 92 yards, on top of four intentional grounding penalties for, like, 160 yards of penalties. Are you kidding me? Against a mediocre defense in Michigan State, you can't cover a 12.5-point number.
Joe, giving us a preview of who screwed you the most here at the top.
No, I got a lot, Carver.
I know you do. I know you got a lot.
You want me to go down? Penn State, Minnesota by a half.
Don't even get me going with
NC State by a half. Yeah, I go 3-4 for the week. I lose three games by
NC
literally.
State.
Like,
I mean, you had the kicker. The kicker missed a chip shot
in
the fourth quarter.
I can't stand kickers. Can we go back to the blind side blocks where kickers used to get laid out, where it wasn't a 15-yard?
Can we go back to that? You don't want to hurt these kids. Back. Come on.
Oh,
you can't
please.
Hurt the kids.
Come on. Hurt the kids. Come on. Can we stop with the hurting the kids? Go back
here's
to
what
blind
we're
side
do.
Blocks.
When we come back, Joe, because we got a lot to do, we'll start talking about the bigger games this weekend in terms of, like I said, not a lot of losses for the teams that were at the top. There was one, though, which we'll talk about when we come back, and that was Oklahoma losing in Waco to Dave Aranda and the Baylor Bears. We'll talk about that and a lot more. College football, full circle, just getting going. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Come back and start diving into this past weekend's games right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Efoxalanr, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Network. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe, let's start with Oklahoma because they were really the only team in the top, who was vying in playoff position, that lost on Saturday. They lose 27-14 in Waco against Baylor. Great performance by Dave Aranda and the Baylor defense, Joe. I mean, Oklahoma and Lincoln Riley could do absolutely nothing all day long. It got so bad for Lincoln, he had to take the golden child, Caleb Williams, out of the game and actually put Spencer Rattler in the second half to try to get a spark, and that didn't go so well for him either.
But, yeah, well, Caleb Williams for the Heisman, can we get that out of the books now in terms of the swag, you know, with the memes that he's been making, with the headband and the Jumpman suits, right? I mean, that's always great in terms of that assessment, right? Where was Caleb Williams on Saturday in Waco? At the end of the day, and I talked about it at the start of the week, Aranda already had a look, and even though they played last year, that defense was not good. They had a lot of attrition. They lost that matchup in Norman 27-14, but they covered, I believe it was a 23.5 point number last year, right? But 2 years prior, he was the D coordinator with LSU when they had Hurts. So he had a great game plan. He neutralized C.D. Lamb. He neutralized Hurts. Granted, he had superior talent on the defensive side of the ball, but he understood what it took to really contain a mobile quarterback. So when Caleb Williams goes on the road, inexperienced in Waco, that defense was flying, flying. They neutralized the run game of Eric Gray and Kennedy Brooks, made them completely one-dimensional, and that was a team in Oklahoma that defeated Baylor 7 straight times by 13.5 points per game. And I don't see Lincoln Riley with the big smile anymore, do you? With the Cadillac smile, right?
I do not see him with the big smile anymore, that's for sure. And here's where, bigger picture, this is going to be a problem now for the Big 12, Joe. And I'll just say this, because now Oklahoma's got one loss. Oklahoma State already has one loss. Oklahoma State, great performance on Saturday. They destroyed TCU 63-17. We know the deal with the Cowboys. They got one more week to get through, which is on the road in Lubbock against Texas Tech. If they can win that game, they'll go into the Bedlam game with one loss. Oklahoma, they should go. Well, listen, they got Iowa State this week. We'll talk about this as we go. This down to 4. I mean, geez, low number here for Oklahoma at home against Iowa State. That's going to be a very tricky game for them. But here's the deal, Joe. I think the Big 12 title winner is going to have 2 losses. And that's going to be a problem when it comes to playoff time. Because I think, Joe, as much as we like the Cowboys, and I think they can win the game in Stillwater, I don't know if they could beat them back-to-back weeks. And I think these teams are going to split if they play in the Big 12 title game.
Well, that's a great point. And only time will tell. I will say that they're built to win back-to-back games because they run the football with Jaylen Warren, opportunistic defense, and one of the top third-down defenses in all of college football. But I want to go back to the game against Texas Tech, Iowa State. This is a team that cannot win on the road, Iowa State. I mean, 3 games now, they've lost as favorites. Baylor, 31-29. They lose outright as, I believe, a 7.5-point favorite. They're 6.5-point favorites on the road to Jared Daigie and Neil Brown. They lose 38-31. And then they're 10.5-point favorites to Texas Tech. And I had to go back to the highlights because I wasn't watching that game as much at 3:30. I was watching all the others, Florida State, Miami, and Maryland, Michigan State, and Purdue, Ohio State. The kid nailed a 62-yarder to win the game.
Right.
To win the game, a 62-yarder. Are you kidding me?
But here's the thing, Joe. Here's the thing, though, Joe. Once again, Iowa State, it was kind of like the West Virginia game in that they came out and put themselves in a huge hole. Like, they got down in the game, and they clawed all the way back, got the game tied, which they couldn't do in Morgantown that day, and that's when the kid booted the 62-yard. I mean, they had a 31-10 lead or something like that, Texas Tech. Like, they were running them out of the building, and the Cyclones came all the way back, but they've been spotty all year. I can't expect them to go into Norman and beat the Sooners on Saturday. As bad as Oklahoma's playing right now, Joe, I can't expect that. I can't.
No, but they're a better dog than they are a favorite. That's the only thing I will say, is that if you're going to bet Iowa State, would you want to lay? I mean, they've only covered, really, I can only think of one game. They were dogs. Were they favored against Iowa, or they were dogs against Iowa? They were favorites against Iowa.
They were favorites against, yes. They were favorites against the Hawkeyes.
So,
no question.
So the only favorite that I remember them covering, I mean, against a good opponent, was when I bet them a couple of weeks ago against Texas. outside of that, they haven't really covered against anybody. So they're a better dog team than this year than they are a favorite. So I might look to them in the spot. I haven't broken this game down yet, but early on, if you're telling me they're 4-point dogs, I would take them.
Wow. Yeah, they play in different spots, Joe. They play differently. I mean, it's just the way that their season is gone. But like I was mentioning, bigger point, I think that the Big 12 is going to be in trouble here. Unless you think Oklahoma State could beat them both games.
Well,
if they do, if they beat them two in a row and they finish with one loss, Joe, I think they'll be in. I actually think Oklahoma State will make the playoffs if they do all that.
They have to be in because their only loss would be to Iowa State by 3 points on a. You could make the argument that they couldn't spot the ball. There was the replay was inconclusive, right? So looked like he got it. It was a bad spot. You can make right. I mean, you can make that argument. I mean,
I'll ask you now, Joe.
I'll take it a step. If it's Cincinnati and Oak State, no hesitation.
That's what I'm saying to you. A 12-1 Oklahoma State team, which would beat Oklahoma in back-to-back weeks to end the year against an undefeated Cincinnati team. Who are you putting in?
I'm putting in Oak State.
I am too. I am too. 100%. I'm not putting Cincinnati in over Oklahoma State if they go through all that. Now, two losses is a different story, Joe. They're not going to put two losses in over Cincinnati.
But I will say this, baby.
Uh oh.
Right? I will say this.
Yeah.
You got a little Irish in you. That I know, or so I've been told. That came down. Somebody told me you got a little Irish in you. But at the end of the day, how about your team taking names, kicking ass, and taking names later? Another dominant win on the road.
Well, I was told over the weekend again, somebody, because I was obviously excited. I was tweeting a little bit about the game on Saturday night, Joe.
Yeah.
And I got told, typical Notre Dame beating up on the soft schedule and the backup quarterbacks again. That's what I got told, which I then had to go and send the gentleman a picture of the strength of schedule this year in college football with all 136 teams and Notre Dame sitting there at number 9. So I just wanted to make sure we knew and got that out on the table that this is a top 10 strength of schedule that the Irish are dealing with this year, just so everybody knows. Listen, was it their fault, Joe? Joe, it's not Notre Dame's fault that Brennan Armstrong didn't play on Saturday night. It's not their fault. You got to win the games. I think they would have won the game anyway, to be quite honest with you. Would it have been 28-3? No, that would not have been the game because once the Irish got up 28-0, Joe, they basically just ran the ball on the clock the entire second half, and Virginia barely touched the football.
Well, it is what it is. Right. Well, what about everybody lapping up Wisconsin now? Oh, Wisconsin's a good team.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's up. Oh, Christ is back.
They got whacked by Notre Dame. Western. Whacked.
They got crushed. I can't believe this. Let me ask you. Maybe I'd be in solitary for years. But if you had to ask me right now, is Wisconsin good? Absolutely not. They're a horrible football team. I don't care that they're 7-3. Come on, they're horrible.
We need somebody
look.
You can't stand Chris.
They throw for 100. It's not.
Are you taking?
I'm
gonna do this already. It's only Monday. You're taking the 10 with Nebraska this week, aren't you?
I am, without a doubt.
Oh, I knew you were. Oh, I knew you were taking the 10 with Nebraska this week.
Coming off a bye.
Coming off a bye and cleaning out the coaching staff. You know, let's go. We'll take the 10.
Listen, I can't. I looked at their schedule. I'm like, it's like they get wins over Northwestern, pathetic. I mean, come on.
Hey, it is what it is. By the way, Notre Dame's just got to beat Georgia Tech and Stanford, Joe. They're going to finish 11-1. 11-1 for Notre Dame. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. We will come back, get into some of the Big Ten games from over the weekend. A lot to discuss. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
Sports professor Rick Haro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. NFL, FanDuel, DraftKings, PointsBet, BetMGM, the whole panoply of gaming operations and their deals going very well, you would expect with the NFL. But here's a new one. Aristocrat Gaming, 90 countries, 300 jurisdictions,
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Branded NFL games across all casino floors as early as the 2023 season, which will give an opportunity not just to generate increased revenue and excitement, but obviously more bets on a regular basis because these gamblers will have the opportunity to, quote, support their favorite team, even if it's just branding. And the NFL has jumped all in with all aspects of gaming, now, 2023, and way beyond. Sports Professor Rick Haro, Daily Numbers Game.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Now, since you got the book out there, Joe, I won't let you put it away yet. I said I was going to go to the Big Ten. I'll do this first. Would you like to read what you wrote about Wake Forest in the preview book? Do you want to go through that? Because they,
I just said in the preview book at the start of the year about Wake, team could realistically be 8-0 heading into a late season game with North Carolina.
Check. That was correct. Good job by Gopher to two right there. Now, what did you have them finishing at? What did you have them finishing at?
8-4. I didn't think that North Carolina and Clemson and all these teams would be as off as they were. So that's where I was wrong, because I knew that the strength of schedule. I mean, let's be honest. They faced, I believe, Old Dominion and Norfolk State in the early part of the year.
Correct. Well, yes, they played. They played Old Dominion, Norfolk State, Florida State, Virginia. Yeah, the Army was their other out of conference game, and North Carolina was technically an out of conference game.
Right. So I mean, at the end of the day, I thought they could definitely, picked them at 8-4 in the preview. Just didn't think NC State would lose. I didn't think, obviously, Clemson, they still have to play, and I thought maybe they would. Down the stretch, we knew strength of schedule got much harder, But if you would have told me at the start of the year Clemson is as bad offensively as they have been, I wouldn't have believed it.
Well, here's the deal for Wake Forest, Joe. I'll just lay it out for you. Of course, they beat NC State on Saturday. Really fun game, as usual.
Great game.
Most Wake Forest games are 45-42, another wild one. So now they're still undefeated in conference. They're 6-0. In the ACC. Everybody else in the Atlantic, Joe, has two losses or more, which means for Wake, with two games to go, they can lose this game to Clemson this week, Joe, and still make the ACC title game if they beat Boston College the week after that. So the Deacons have a little bit of breathing room as they head to Death Valley on Saturday.
Yes. Now, Clemson is a 3.5-point favorite, and people are like, why? Well, let me just pump the brakes and tell you why. Because Clemson, since 2015... straight up, just winning games against FCS and FBS opponents, 45-1. Their only loss came to Nate Peterman and Pitt. That was it.
Peterman.
Right. But that's why. So people go, well, why is Clemson a favorite? I think that's one of the reasons. You know, I agree. They just don't lose at home. So that's and that's not just against ACC opponents. That's against everybody. And, and you say they played teams like Texas A&M at home with Kellen Mond and Jimbo, and they played teams like Auburn. And so, you know, it's a laundry list of Power Five teams that they have played outside the conference as well. So keep an eye out for that. I mean, they're on a magnificent run when you just think about that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're in the driver's seat. It's going to be Pitt against Wake in the ACC title game, Joe. If Pitt beats Virginia this week, Pitt will have one loss.
I don't know if they do,
though. Yeah, but here's the thing. They'll clinch it if they do, because they'll have one loss and everybody else in that division will have three with one game to go. So Pitt can clinch the Coastal, and Wake can theoretically clinch the Atlantic both this weekend if they can take care of business. And that's looking more and more like it's going to be the ACC title game.
Yeah,
be a fun
and
game.
I would give the edge in that ball game to Wake, because
me and you will be on Wake 1,000%.
I think it's going to be a game. Yes, Pitt has the better defense, but they don't have, in my opinion, the offensive weapons to go toe to toe with Hartman. So if Hartman has time and he gets the ball out, you know, 3 seconds, boom, boom, and Christian Beal-Smith. And they're running the football, and then Roberson, they're not going to be able to contain them, you know. So that'll be, as long as it's a nice night in Charlotte.
Yeah, that'll be at the Bank of America where the Panthers play. Right. That's where the ACC title game is. Take the over, Joe. What do you think that number? I think that number would be in the high 70s.
65. I think 65.
I think it would be in the low to mid 70s.
You think so? With Pickett and Hartman?
Well, because Wake's, you see this, they're playing 45, 48 games, 58, 53. I mean, every single week, Pickett's going to be able to put points up against Wake Forest. He's going to be able to do that. And Hartman, that'll be a fun game if we get that one in a couple of weeks. So there's your ACC story. I want to get to the Big Ten now, Joe, where we mentioned it briefly at the top. Another bad job by Franklin. Michigan wins in Happy Valley. Listen, nice job. 21-17. Harbaugh gets a victory. And now here's Jim's path. He's got to beat Maryland on the road this week and to get himself to 10-1. And then he can get to the Ohio State game, which will have a lot of fanfare behind it, because both will probably be in the top five. Well, I mean, if they're gonna, they could hold Michigan at 6 and Cincinnati at 5 if nothing happens this week and nobody loses. But I think that there's a chance Oregon could lose, so everybody could get bumped up one number here. And that's Jim's gonna get another shot to beat Ohio State. That's what it comes down to, Joe.
Right, and they're gonna need Cade McNamara to make plays now. Granted, he made plays against Penn State. He threw that dart, you know, for a touchdown. And when they were playing a little soft, Joey Porter allowed that ball to get through. But at the end of the day, that touchdown reception, how are you playing man? How are you playing man in that type of situation? I don't understand. They're playing man to man. It was a 2-yard pop pass to the tight end coming around. I'm so upset. I'm more upset, and not to go off the beaten path, but there was a window for Yurcich to be more aggressive, okay, earlier in the game. He chose to run the football like he had a lead. Then they get the ball. It's a 14-14 tie with 5 minutes left. And instead of running the football like consistently to wear out Michigan and take time off the clock, he then goes to the pass inside the 15. Like, are you nuts? And then on top of that, he doesn't go to a fade pattern with Jahan Dotson. Give him a one-on-one opportunity. Yeah. Don't throw the football over the middle of the field and give him a fade route.
He did a bad job. He did a bad job at the end of that game, you know, and he's done that a lot. And He needed to win one of these games, Joe. Needed to win one of them. Now, maybe he'll be in the Michigan State game. Maybe that'll be the game that Penn State wins this year against the top 10 opponent. But
come on. Who cares?
Well, it's too little too late now. It's too little too late at this point. So, Penn State, we closed the book on them. Maybe Rutgers will beat them this week, Joe. That would be something.
I think they will. I want them to now, because I was all into it, Carver. If you were screaming at the Miami-Florida State game, you ought to see me. I was like coming off the edge when they strip sack Cade McNamara. okay? I was ball. I was ready to jump through the TV and recover, right? And then I'm like, come on, they got 6 minutes left. Let's right? So Sean Clifford runs it on first down. I'm like, okay, there's no rush. You have the football. You know you're at least getting three. Let's go back to the ground game. That's where I wanted to see the ground game on second down. And let's see what we can get. No, he goes directly to a pass. They're playing zone, and he throws it over the middle of the field, and then he panics on third down. Like, just completely bizarre. Bizarro world I was living in.
It is what it is, Joe. It is what it is. You backed Penn State a lot this year. They let you down a lot. That's kind of where what it comes down to. It wasn't a good year for the Lions of Nittany. It just was not. The rest of the Big Ten stuff. So Michigan State does beat Maryland. You mentioned Locksley earlier, 40-21. They get the job done at home. That sets up a trip to Columbus this week after Ohio State mauled Purdue. Joe, mauled, 59-31. This game was 52-17. Purdue got a couple of late touchdowns. There was a thought maybe they could squeak through the back door, but Chris Olave from C.J. Stroud in the fourth quarter said absolutely not. 59-31. Big day for Stroud. Tomorrow we'll talk more about this, Joe, but Stroud now the favorite for the Heisman. We told you at 8-1 to go get him.
Yeah, great call, Carver. You said it. Playing as good as anybody. Five touchdowns. Garrett Wilson, I believe, set a Ohio State record on Saturday. Three receiving touchdowns, one rushing touchdown. I mean, I think that was a record for an Ohio State wide receiver. When you think about some of the playmakers that they've had, Galloway, Ginn, I mean, the list goes on and on. Michael Thomas. So that's a dynamic effort. He came back from a concussion. They ran it. Henderson, I mean, just at will. And I loved Ohio State, but I was like, I can't give out a 20.5-point favorite. Why not, right?
Right.
I should have.
Well,
I'm kicking myself.
You're gonna get another opportunity to do it this week, Joe, because they're 19-point favorites against Michigan State at home. I mean, geez, at least they're playing the Michigan game on the road. I mean, God, Ohio State's played every big game at home this year. Now they lost the Oregon game, but it was at home. They played Penn State at home. They're playing Purdue at home last week. They're playing Michigan State at home this week. At least they have one tough road game at Michigan next week, Joe. I mean, geez. Every game at home for Ohio State.
That place is going to be jumping, isn't it, though? It's going to be electric, assuming that both teams win, right?
Well,
you have 2-1 loss teams,
let me ask
Ohio
you this.
State, Michigan.
We've talked a lot this year about the blueprint to beating Ohio State was the Oregon game and running the football, things like that. We know that Michigan State is going to bring Kenneth Walker in there and try to do that. Are you giving Michigan State any shot in Columbus on Saturday?
Honestly,
It really is
going to be an uphill battle. You know why? Because their secondary is
weak. Awful. They're going to get torched.
They're giving up 326 passing yards per game, and Talia still moved the football on that defense, even though they blitzed him.
So what do you think
Stroud's going to do? Bing! It's like going to be shooting fish in a barrel. He's going to have Olave breaking free, Garrett Wilson breaking free.
Yeah.
I mean, Trevion Henderson breaking free. I mean, it's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. If you bring pressure on Stroud, he's just going to sit there and pick you apart.
Well, I hope he has another big game. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, run through a bunch of these other games from the weekend. We'll keep rolling on the grid right after this.
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
Does your domestic Android seem to have limited social awareness?
I think you know what the problem is.
Researchers at MIT are working on going from this...
We can coexist, but only on my terms.
...to something more like...
Please say text to me so we can plan your destruction together.
MIT.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give and a tasty tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
CSAIL has created an environment where robots learn empathy and social skills by working together to succeed at simple tasks.
Computed and recorded, dear.
Rewarded for good behavior. But punished when bad.
This is the voice of world control.
Kind of like training your dog to behave, but hopefully not impossible, like trying to train your cat.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Follow me at G. Capello on Twitter and stay tuned to The Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news
you can use.
You listen,
you learn.
Get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. All right, Joe, let's rapid fire through everything else that went on over the weekend. First of all, let's do some SEC. Once again, the Georgia defense came to play 41-17. They beat Tennessee. Hendon Hooker and the crew had some opportunities, but they made a lot of mistakes and went for it on a lot of fourth downs. I give Heupel some credit, but at the end of the day, Joe, that team's just too strong for a team like Tennessee.
Yeah, right now, this year, but they're making strides. And I mean, they gave you a bang for the buck, right? At the end of the day, catching 19.5, you have the 7-point lead. It gave you a little, right? And I was on their total 17.5. I lost that. Actually, but what are you going to do?
And they had a lot of chances to cover this game, Joe. They were down there. They had a lot of chances to cover this game.
Hendon Hooker couldn't step up. He looked like TJ Hooker but that was a testament to the front seven and the defensive game plan by Kirby Smart. So credit Georgia defensively. I will say their offense was not impressive, was it?
No. I mean, it never is, Joe. The offense is never impressive. Can you name me a game this year where the Georgia offense was impressive?
I would say Arkansas. It was the only game.
They destroyed them. It was wiffle ball when they played Arkansas that day. You know this, Joe. This has been broken record stuff. We've been doing this for 2 months. Georgia's offense isn't going to get tested or put in a big spot until they play Alabama and Atlanta a couple weeks. That's it.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's when we can finally get a team that can maybe have a lead in the second half and force the Georgia offense to have to actually do something in a football game.
Wouldn't it be amazing if, like, Jeff Collins and Georgia Tech struck the upset the week before the SEC championship game? Wouldn't that be amazing?
All they need to do is get to that game undefeated, Joe, and they're in. Because if they lost to Alabama, they would still be in. So they just need to get to that game, and then you get the scenario with the two SEC teams. Now, I'd love to see them beat Alabama. That would be outstanding. But I'm just not sure if they're going to be able to do it. So... that's where we're at with them. Alabama, no problems at all. Nick let the throttle go 59-3 on the Aggies in New Mexico State. I mean, covering the 51.5, you knew Nick wasn't happy after the offensive performance the week before.
he was in the Oak Lab, remember? He's got the Xbox and, you know, can you see, like Nick Saban, I said it, with the headset on, with the lights. And he, I'm playing 2014 EAS.
Yeah. Fun game Saturday night, Joe, between Texas A&M and Ole Miss. 29-19, the Rebs end up winning that game, and the under hit for me, which I was very happy about, with the 57.5. But look, the old Calzada returned. Calzone was back for Texas A&M, made some mistakes in the second half. Corral wasn't great, but he didn't need to be. They ran the football down Texas A&M's throat, and Lane Kiffin gets a big win, and they went over the total, too. They were 7.5 also, too, Joe, I believe, Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great job. I mean, I was on Ole Miss catching 2.5 and 1.5 in that ball game. I tell you what, they made you sweat a little bit because they're winning 15-0 at half, and then all of a sudden, Calzada, Isaiah Spiller, they creep back into it 15-10. Lane Kiffin is faking field goals with the kicker. Like, really? With these kickers. These kickers are soft. You got a guy, he's a buck 45. He doesn't even know which side his helmet goes on, and you got him running a fake field goal. I mean, like, seriously.
He's made a lot of interesting great decisions this year, but give him some credit. Ole Miss, 8-2. They got a chance for a 10-win season. You know, they play Vandy this week. They're going to beat them. The question is by how much. And then they'll play Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving night, which is going to be a very fun game. And both of us were on Mississippi State this week. And the monster comeback down 28-3 to Auburn, Joe. And here comes Will Rogers in the second half and Mike Leach to steal the party. I loved every second of it.
Oh, me too. But I was cursing at 28-3. I'm doing in-game live. I'm going, are you kidding me? On top of Penn State faking field goals, James Franklin and Lane Kiffin must have been in the same meeting, right? Because they both believe that kickers can get them first downs or touchdowns in critical matchups, right? But at the end of the day, I'm watching 28-3. Bo Nix looks like, I mean, it looks like they're playing an FCS team. And then here comes Will Rogers. Bing, bing, over 400 yards back-to-back weeks. I mean, amazing effort. That was a great job.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a great effort. Thankfully, they covered that line.
They sure did. 40 straight points after being down 28-3. Nice job by Mississippi State and Mike Leach. Egg Bowl will be fun on Thanksgiving night, Joe. That'll be a good game between the Bulldogs and the Rebs. That's for sure. Where else do I want to get you to really quick? The other SEC game, Arkansas did need overtime, but they beat LSU. LSU, Joe, they've, you know, I'll say this. Ever since they announced that Ed was going to be out at the end of the year, they've played well. Like, give them some credit. They beat Florida. The Ole Miss game, they were in there for a while but lost. They hung in with Alabama. They hang in with Arkansas. I got to give them a lot of credit. They've played well since announcing Ed was out.
Yeah, very well. But I'm happy they lost on Saturday night because that line was right on the number of 3. FanDuel had 2.5 much of the day here in New Jersey. I did key Arkansas and Ole Miss in that late-night parlay, and I was – again, Nussmeier comes in for Max Johnson, looked great in the first half, and then all of a sudden throws the pick in the overtime. Thankfully, they had some critical turnovers. Now they need to win out. They need to win their last two games against UL Monroe and A&M just to become bowl eligible. So can Terry strike the upset as 29.5 point dogs?
I might like Terry getting the 29.5, Joe, this week, although he didn't come through for us against Arkansas State over the weekend. That was not a good scene for ULM, but maybe they can get something done. Pac-12 now. Oregon does take care of business. They started fast against Washington State, let them back in the game at halftime. And then a big second half from Anthony Brown and Cardwell, and away you go. Late touchdown by Washington State, got it to 14. If you got 14, congratulations. I know it got to that right before kick. I, unfortunately, Joe, was stuck with the 13.5, so that was no good for me. 38-24, Oregon beats Wazoo.
Yeah, and you know, Wazoo plays Oregon very tough. You were looking for the potential look ahead for the Ducks. It wasn't there. We saw both teams, Utah and Oregon, struggle, but you know, Oregon, from a defensive perspective, made adjustments. They handcuffed DeLory on that offense. That was a great second half adjustment by Mario Cristobal, and they ran the football in the first half with Travis Dye. So they're going to need that on the road against Utah, against Cam Rising. So it's going to be probably cold, rainy, and we're going to have to break that game down as this week progresses.
Yeah, how about Utah, 3-point favorite already, Joe?
I know.
Utah minus 3 at home against Oregon, Saturday night primetime game on ABC.
It's going to be what, 15 degrees there?
It's going to be cold in Utah on Saturday. But think about it this way, Joe, and this is the way that we've kind of been painting the picture for the last couple weeks. Now Oregon has to, in the next 3 weeks, win at Utah, beat their hated rival in the Beavers, who beat them last year. So now they got it. Right. They got the game at home, which is good.
Right.
But they've got to beat their hated rival and then turn around and beat Utah probably a second time in the Pac-12 title game. That's a lot. And that's in Vegas, I believe, right, Joe? Aren't they doing it in Vegas this year, the Pac-12 title game? That's nice. So, I like that they're having that Allegiant.
Do you? I don't know.
I like it. I like having it in Vegas. Right. They should have everything in Vegas, Joe.
Everything in Vegas, baby.
You want elements. Joe wants elements. He wants, like, he's going to see in Utah this Saturday night with the snow.
I think they should play everything in the Sun Bowl.
You love the Sun Bowl. I know. You love the Sun Bowl.
Forget prime time.
You love the Sun Bowl. That's a great venue.
It is.
Will Oregon get through? Forget about just this week with Utah. Will Oregon get through the next 3 weeks, Joe? Utah, Oregon State, Utah. Will they win all three games?
I think they do.
Wow. You do. You think they're going to win all these games?
You're asking me on today. Yeah, I think now they do. Now I'll get in the lab after the show. And I'll break it down, and I might change my opinion, but here, right now, today, I would say yes.
Wow, Joe's in on the Ducks, man. Joe's got the Ducks in the Duck Buckeye rematch in the semifinals.
Ooh,
little Duck Buckeye rematch.
I think Ohio State would smoke
him the second time.
I think Ohio State
would kill him the second time. Yes, I do. I don't think the Ducks want any part. Listen, they'll be happy to be there no matter who they're going to play, but. Man, I don't think they get through the next 3 weeks, Joe. I'm going to say no. I think they lose one of the Utah games.
What if Ohio State doesn't get there?
Well, here's the thing, though, at this point, Joe. If Ohio State doesn't get there, you'd have to assume that it's Michigan that's keeping them from getting there.
Right.
Right? Which game's Ohio State going to lose? You're not going to pick them to beat Wisconsin. You're not going to pick them to lose to Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game, right?
No.
You're not going to do that. See, if Michigan beats them next week, Joe, if you want Ohio State out, you're rooting for Michigan State and Michigan. One of them's got to beat them. They're not losing to Wisconsin.
I don't love that, though. You know, I mean, it would be cool to see Georgia, Alabama, Michigan.
And Oregon.
Oregon. I think Oregon would smoke Michigan.
Joe already knows he's getting the two SEC teams here. He's getting Georgia and Alabama in. You already know.
Is Alabama winning that game?
Is Alabama going to beat them right now? After watching these teams all year, do you think they beat them in that game? You do.
I think I do. I think they have more offensive weapons.
And that's because out of the four units, the Georgia offense is the worst of the four.
Yes.
No. Even though they have the best unit, they have the best unit, and they have the worst unit. Their defense is better than Alabama's.
What are we putting them up against?
I'm saying, like, the offense and defense for Georgia, the offense and defense for Alabama. The Georgia defense would be number one.
Yeah.
And I think their offense would be number four if you had to rank those four units.
Correct.
Yeah. I think that they're going to beat Georgia. What do you think the line's going to be on that game, Joe?
I think Georgia would be a 3-point favorite.
I think they're going to make it a little, yeah. You're probably right. Because they can't go 4 or 5. Too many people will take Alabama. They got to make it so that it goes both ways. If you make it 4 or 5, it's automatic. Everybody's going to jump on Alabama in that game. I think you're right.
One, You know, I think three is fair. Number one.
Two and a half. They'll really get you, Joe. Two and a half. That'll be the line. Two and a half. Oh, boy. We never did Who Screwed You the Most. We're going to do that when we come back, Joe. We're going to do a fast Who Screwed You the Most this week, since we were so enthralled with everything else going on. Anything else that stuck out to you over the weekend? How about Florida had to survive against Samford? Jeez.
And they're jumping up and down in the locker room like who they beat.
They got to. I mean, really? Mullen's got to be finished there. I mean,
he's next. Chopped. You ready? Diaz.
Chopped. Get Mullen. Him out. Chopped.
Butch Davis chopped.
Hey, so, but Butch going out the door gives the business to this school. You know, you guys are making us use used pads. You're not putting any money into the program.
Right.
He did stick it to him. Yeah, he stick it did. To him out the door. So I did like that part of it.
I liked it too. I think it's great.
And we have to mention Texas, Joe. The overtime loss to Kansas, 57-56. They come all the way back, and nice job by Lance Leopold rolling the dice with the two-point conversion in overtime, Joe. How about that?
First five-game losing streak for Texas, I believe, since 1956.
I guess they got to fire him now, right? Everybody else got fired.
How is the Sark experiment working now, boys?
Oh, boy. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Come back with a quick Who Screwed You the Most right after this.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
A long pass up to Baylor. Baylor goes in, has it.
1960, Elgin Baylor of the L.A. Lakers scores 71 points versus the New York Knicks.
His first year with the Lakers as a rookie, he led a team in scoring, rebounding, and assists.
Baylor.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Averaged 27.4 points and 13.5 rebounds during his 14-year career with the Lakers. For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle, Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe, a very quick and abbreviated Who Screwed You the Most from over the weekend. I picked up a game on you. I went 4-4. You went 3-5. I'll tell you who I am really fast. Manny Diaz, chop him at the knees, get him out of town. I don't know what he was doing at the end of that game against Florida State. Can we cover somebody, please? 4th and 13. Somebody want to get anybody? You had 5 DBs back there, 2 or 3 receivers. Cover someone. Get Manny Diaz the hell out of Miami, Joe. I'm done.
Yeah.
There you go.
Loxley. I mean, enough. Loxley and Talia, like, I'm sick of looking at his face, to be honest with you. Every time he's looking for a roughing the passer call, 4 intentional groundings. This, I mean, just complete yelling at players. How about I like yell at Talia? He sucked. Okay? Turnover City comes right out of the halftime. He throws a pick when they could have cut the lead to 6. He had multiple times to cut this lead to 6. Turnover, incomplete, grounding, and then Loxley. All Loxley's doing is clapping. Yeah, that's great, Mike. The clapper. Can you grab him by the face mask?
You can't do that. I could get fired like Jimmy Lake. Get fired like Jimmy Lake. Jimmy Lake. Oh, but he didn't get fired for what happened with the player. You heard that nonsense, right, Joe? He didn't get fired because of that. He got fired because of recruiting Jimmy Lake. That's why he got fired.
That they would be eons back. That's what it was.
Yeah, sure. It was going to become like the Ty Willingham era, they said. We didn't want it to become like that. I thought for sure that you would go after the entire Big Ten. Did they let you down? Penn State, Maryland, Minnesota. Loss, loss, loss. Chop them all at the knees, Joe. Chop them all.
How many? Not only that, I should be mad at the books. Your price, NC State, 2.5. Minnesota, 4.5. You couldn't keep it at 5.5 all week? That much money was coming in on PJ Fleck in the boat?
I did talk to a couple people who had Minnesota at 5.
Everybody. I know. Every mush had Minnesota. I know.
Every Minnesota at 5. Joe, great job. Listen, tomorrow we'll start to get ready for the college football playoff rankings. We've got Maction tomorrow night. We've got huge games this week, and we'll do some futures. I'll talk to you then, Joe. Great job by Andrew Torres. As always, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. See you tomorrow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.